I just had to get up and go get my box of Harrow cards.
Ooh.
You tore that one up so disdainfully in the episode. It was funny.
Yeah, I heard it.
All right, come on, just tear that one up. Rip.
It was a weird Harrow card. I was like, huh, this is very, like, I don't know, un-Stormac, perhaps? You know, channel negative energy. I'm like, that's fucking weird, but...
I like the way you played it.
Find yourself in a weird place.
You played it great. You're like, yeah, Torag,
it was fun.
Help me. And he's like, okay. You just burn the shit out of him. It's like, oh. You're like, ah. That's not what I meant to do. But that's what Torag wanted.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually not something a monk, like, pulls off.
Exactly. What is... This isn't a normal monk.
It's the chosen monk.
You're really playing into your character. It's great.
Well... The way I see it, when you have these, like, obvious class checkpoints coming, you might as well, like, shout it out in a way. And
what do you mean by class checkpoint?
We need to see your papers.
Well...
Give us your character sheet.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But, like, the way I see it is if I have a class feature... that I'm going to unlock next level, then I want to start talking about it this level, but not directly. I want to start foreshadowing that thing happening. This is a little trick I like to do. I like to fail at that thing a couple times before I learn how to do it. And then once that's unlocked next level, then it's like... this shit is really happening now. Like, I've been working at it, and now check this out. So that's fun.
I like where your head's at, man. I don't have that much fucking forethought into my character or his next level. I play my character in the moment. Maybe that's bad. Maybe I should use the Stormac method or the Ryan method, maybe. Maybe that's more appropriate. The Ryan method,
sure,
to character acting as opposed to the Surratt method of character acting, which is just doing it. Gods be damned.
Well, I think it's mostly, like, character planning.
That's what I mean. Difference. Whatever.
I've got the mechanics planned, and then I am fitting role-playing around that build. You know, I'm using that build as inspiration for role-playing. Like, okay, this is about to happen. What's going to change in Stormac in order for that thing to happen?
100. I don't even have my character planned out to the next level, like, ever. I asked John when we level up, I'm like, should I take this or not? I don't really know. I'm just going to take what I like. Open up Hero Lab, cover my eyes. Set it to show only what I can do and just start picking.
I would probably tell someone if, like, it was obvious that the spell they choose would be useless in the adventure or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, so you're telling me, John, that dude had time to grab his fucking alchemy book? Come on, man, I don't know, man. Did all the pages stay in it? Maybe a page fell out. Maybe there's a research book around there.
You haven't searched the alchemist's room yet.
It's true. It's very true.
This guy had an alchemist lab in his room, but it's, like, clearly used for, like, poisons specifically.
Yeah, I mean, time and a place. Poisons could be nice. I can't poison myself, and I apply poison as, like, a swift action, I think, next level.
Hi, Meg.
Hi.
How's it going?
Whoa, where'd you come from?
I just didn't want to be the last one in and have to DM.
Ah, that was a good joke. I liked that one.
Are you warming that joke up for Wes? Yeah.
No, that's what he said last time.
Yep.
So I didn't want to have to DM.
It was close.
Pretty sure everybody DM'd except for me.
Surat, do you mean, like, in our lives or in recording here for Door to the North?
In our lives. I've only DM'd a little teeny tiny bit. Like, 3 sessions for some kids, like, 2 sessions for some friends, but that's it.
Right on. I imagine Wes has GM'd but I don't recall.
Yeah, he has, for sure. Yeah, you guys got me really self-conscious about my beats, so I have to look up metronome every
time. You're a fucking guitar player. Come on,
you
man.
Guys, I feel like Surratt was the only one complaining about it.
It was not me. Oh, wait. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
I appreciate when I can be an asshole and Surratt gets blamed for it.
You know,
being an asshole and getting Surratt blamed for it is a time-honored tradition here on this podcast.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
Yeah, it's kind of our favorite thing to do.
In all honesty, I don't think I was really being an asshole necessarily towards John. I just called him erratic. Is that... It's more of a, it's just a statement of facts.
We are all assholes, and then somehow you wind up getting blamed for it. Like in the metronome instance where I gave John shit about sticking to 100 BPM, and now somehow that's your fault.
Yeah, well.
Well, he brought it up originally.
Yeah, he opened up the episode with it.
Fair enough.
Then you all ganged up on me.
I've been blamed for worse. It's fine. I ain't scared. Come at me. You got something to say about BPM? I'm all ears.
Surratt started World War I.
I do remember, like, at least a few times where Surratt got gaslit into thinking he was the problem.
I love the smell of gas. I don't find that to be a problem at all.
Like, Ryan brought up some, like, TV show, I think it's, like, Dukes of Hazzard, and then Surratt's commented back about it, and Ryan was just like, all right, Surratt, why you gotta keep bringing up TV shows, man? Like, we gotta get to the game. And Surratt's like, oh, you're right, I'm sorry, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Man, I don't even realize anymore. You know what? It's all good. I'm fine with it.
I'm just a podcast whipping boy.
Yeah.
Then we got Meg over here eating some ice cream or something on the microphone.
Soup, actually. I was trying very hard to be quiet.
You have so much time, like, before we do this that,
no,
like...
No, no. Would you like to see what I do at night before we do this? You want to see what I'm doing the moment before I come down here and log in?
Nobody wants to see that.
I'm putting my children to bed. And before that, I'm washing them in the shower. And before that, I'm brushing their teeth. And then before that, I'm feeding them dinner. And then before that, I'm cooking the dinner. And so, like, I don't have actually any time. Thank you. And this time, I just didn't make myself dinner, so now I'm eating.
Do you not, like, eat dinner with your kids? You're like, no, off to the corner. Go eat your fucking, put your dunce cap on and go eat dinner.
Usually, I eat with them, but tonight I did not. And so now that's why I'm eating soup. And why I'm not always eating soup. Fucking bite me.
Yeah, earlier today I ate ice cream that had become soup.
Mmm. That's one way to do that.
It's just cream at that point.
It's drinking cream.
Dude, I'm all about it.
Speaking of your tastes and preferences, Surratt, I'd like us to all recall that Zeke apparently slept with Forkstag and has been continuing a romantic relationship to some degree for some time with this skinwalker. I think so.
Didn't she say she was in jail for a little bit? Like, I wonder what would have happened if we stormed the place while she was in jail.
I got some soup to go eat. I'll be back.
What if the real her is still in jail? Or no, she got her skin taken off, huh?
If the real her is still in jail,
she's not very comfortable.
They're pretty bad jailers. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like to talk about that relationship. That was just a one, maybe two time thing. And who knows when she was skinned? And we don't. You know, I'm gonna assume.
Ew.
That it was after that. I don't know. It's still I'm still a little traumatized, to be completely 100% honest.
You're gonna assume what was after what?
After our relations, if you will. I'm gonna assume it was after that, and not before that. Because, yeah, I don't want to play John's character or anything, but there just seems no point that he would come over, fool around, and then just to, what, bait me in there so that he could drug me and drag me to that warehouse for what? What was he gonna do? Kill me and gentle repose me.
we don't really know much about skin. What is this creature called? Skin Stealer?
Yeah.
We didn't really do too well with our knowledge rolls, did we?
It's true. I did pretty good, I think, but it still didn't give me much.
I mean, it's not like you've proven that that's what this is. The knowledge check that you rolled made you think of stories about those things.
Okay, so perhaps we could do further research or something like that.
That sounds fair.
Now, last week, you did find a grisly thing. The cabinet full of skins and faces. And what you can assume was Forkstag's closet. You chased Forkstag down into the basement to a grate where he disappeared into the sewer system under Lepidstat. You didn't really look around too much.
I don't know if we deep searched it, but then we went back outside to clear the upper level and open the door into Grind's room and got hit with that horrible stench, right?
Yeah. There's a stench of, like, rotten food and decay.
That's what I meant. And I think that's where we stopped.
Did you also tell us about a trap door in the ceiling of that room?
That is another thing. There's a ladder leading up to a trap door in the ceiling.
Zeke, watch my back. And Stormak goes up that ladder.
Back looks pretty good. Nice and strong.
Flora would try to go with you, but it takes her a year to get up ladders.
Stormak investigates the trap door.
All right.
That's some calming music.
This is the mellow private investigator music.
I like it. It's sultry. It's sexy. It's
saxophones.
It's everything that banging a skinwalker is supposed to be.
Yeah. Ew. You wish it was a skinwalker. Skin stealers. We don't even know what the heck that is. Skinwalker's just like a mini werewolf or like a werewolf's cousin or something like that.
I keep fucking that up, don't I?
All right, so Stormak, you go up the ladder and the trapdoor has a little padlock on it.
Hand me that key! We found a key earlier in a thing of acid.
Yeah, I've still got the mage hand. I can float it up to you.
Yeah, that key opened the lockbox.
Give me the other key!
What other key?
Just break it!
You can.
Try. Sure, I'd try to break it. I mean, spend a half hour punching it or something. Is this lock pickable? Can Zeke just use disabled device on it?
Yeah.
Zeke, try to open this thing.
Every lock can be picked. Here, let me see that. We switch positions and I try to pick it.
All right.
Well, that's not bad. It's an 11 on the dial. But I'm going to tack a D6 on there just in case. Okay, that's a 13 plus my disabled devices plus 9, so that's a 21.
You pop the lock?
Ka-think.
Pop and lock it. No, you unlock it. Pop and unlock.
So there's like a little mechanism that the lock fits in. Zeke will put his rapier in his teeth, calm your tits, and does the trapdoor open up, I imagine? That seems stupid to have a trapdoor open down.
Mm-hmm.
He pushes it open.
Alright.
I don't know, I've seen like attic doors that have steps on them, you know, that you pull down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense, but why? There's a ladder beneath it. I mean, I don't know. If you have to have two hands to climb a ladder, how could you pull a trapdoor shut while you're on the ladder? I'm just going by your rules, John, not mine.
What do you see up there, Zeke? Come on.
So, Zeke, you pop your head up?
Yeah, pop my head up, cursory search around. Look around, you know, anything moving?
You pop your head up, and there is like a 15 by 15 room. You stick your head out up there, and your dark vision's still going, I imagine, right?
Yes.
There's 15 by 15 room. with a ladder on the other end of it going up into another trapdoor in the ceiling, and there's just like stacked strange art and artifacts, just like some of it covered with sheets, some of it not, like a bunch of old dusty statuettes. And there's also coming right at you are these two tiny creatures. They're tiny sized mechanically. They're red with horns and wings and shiny steel jaws.
The fuck is that thing? It's crazy.
It's cute.
Is it?
Roll for initiative.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's cute.
I don't know.
It's a construct Dagron.
It is.
It's like what Dagron wishes he was.
I could eat so much food with that mouth. Shove it on in.
It's like where he got his outfit. Like he found a dead one.
He just finally finished his cosplay.
What's his name? I see it there. I want to hear you say it.
No, it's more fun when you guys say it.
No.
Maybe I was talking to Surat.
Little Bitey Flyboy. It's Little Bitey Flyboy.
There we go.
Got two Little Bitey Flyboys coming at me. Oh, I'm not Little Zeke yet. Hold on.
You're not little.
He feels little.
I'm about to.
Well, this bodes poorly for any rolls that come up that actually matter. My past three rolls have been nat 20s.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
All right, 22 for Stormac.
21 for Ezekiel Kane.
25 total for Sid.
Sid is quick.
What about Flora?
I rolled a 2 for a 5. Fantastic.
Bad at ladders, bad at initiative. It's okay. They'll ever dance.
Yep. Good at, yet to be decided.
Well, nothing in this place.
It could be anything.
Yeah. One day will we find a fight in a wide open field. Oh, are you gonna shine?
Yeah. If my dog's still alive.
It won't be with that attitude.
Yeah.
Daisy's gonna end up leaving you.
She can't hear me.
Doesn't mean we're not gonna tell her what you said about her.
Why would you do that? Stir in the pot? And besides, this is not Flora talking.
Can tiny creatures 5 foot step all the same?
I don't think so.
I believe that a tiny creature has to occupy the same square as you, and in doing so, they provoke an attack, leaving the square around you should you be threatening it.
But that's why I'm asking about 5 foot steps. Could you 5 foot step into their square?
So quick Google the Paizo forums say tiny creatures do provoke even with a 5 foot step into another creature's square. If they use a move action into another creature's square, it only provokes once total.
Okay. Sounds good to me. If Zeke wants to take an attack of opportunity on one of them as they move in on a surprise round.
With my frozen tit sword in my teeth?
Is it still in your teeth?
I didn't get to the top of the ladder. I just kind of like, I opened the thing and popped my head in, and I saw them. I mean, are they getting a surprise
headbutt
round?
Them.
Or what? What's the deal?
Hit it with your head.
Yeah, they're getting a surprise round as you pop your head in there.
And they rolled higher than a 25?
Oh, sir. Well, Sidriel, you would act in the surprise round. You essentially just see Zeke up there with his head in the trapdoor, though.
Yeah, so it's just gonna ready to attack anything that isn't one of us that comes down out of that attic.
Yeah,
right on.
I feel like I would have said, "Oh, there's little tiny flyboys up here." Is that fair to say, or are they they're too fast?
Well, I think the point of the surprise round is they act before you, right?
Yeah, I guess it all kind of happens at the same time. They're just coming at me.
Yeah.
I pop my head up there. It's all good.
Yeah.
For Sid, he's kind of like preternaturally aware of them because magic.
That's right.
His sidereal senses are tingling.
That's the gonorrhea.
Oh my god.
So these two tiny little fly bite boys come in and start swarming your head like as soon as you poke it up and look around with two attacks. That's a 23 to hit and a 22 to hit.
Yeah, I think both those are going to play.
It's a 22 and a 21, sorry.
Can I check something real quick? Because I still... My defensive shock never went off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how long it lasts. If it's until dispelled... Just give me 1 second.
I'm realizing I... Is it only... Like, it probably should have gone off when Flora stabbed you in the butt.
Too late now.
Oh, well. Good to know.
It's 1 minute per level or until discharged.
Hmm.
Well, you guys have been, like, looking around for a couple minutes.
Okay.
Probably more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Just checking.
I'd think so.
Just checking. I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't do everything I had to. Okay, 22, 23, what you got? Fuck you.
All right. Please give me 2 fortitude saves as these tiny red little devil-like creatures snap their steel bear trap jaws down on your scalp.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it against a poison?
It is.
Sweet. Okay, I get a +4 bonus to poison. Fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I forgot against those other poisons, but because I'm an investigator, I get the alchemist poison, something. Poison resistance +4. Anyway, that's a 17 plus 7 is a 24. That probably passes, and the other one is a probable fail with a 11.
11 is a fail. Well, one bites you for 5 damage.
Ouchie.
And the other one bites you for 2 damage. You resist the first poison. The second bite, you start getting heavy-eyed and fall unconscious.
Fucking fuck. Well, I was going to fall down the ladder on my turn, but I guess I'll do it on his turn.
You fall down the ladder.
Fuck.
I'd imagine.
Can we catch him?
Yeah, Stormak's right underneath him. He rolled well in initiative. I would like to catch him.
Give me a reflex save.
It's a 14. Not very good. Sorry.
Somehow Zeke flies out the door and into the acid vat.
Stormak was paying attention to Zeke. He was about to go up the ladder next. And so he was sitting there, like, waiting on Zeke's every word. And Zeke's like, oh, little bitey fly boys. And then one of them bites him, and then another one bites him, and then Zeke falls. And I think Stormak would be ready to catch him.
Yeah, for sure.
Takes a step out of the way.
Not just catch him, but, like, he would fall on you.
Yeah, I'd say 14 is enough. You guys were right there with him. You're holding him like a baby now.
Oh, like a prom carry?
He just has a massive bite wound on his, like, face.
Blood trickling down his face, yeah.
2 of them.
And you see these little things in the opening in the ceiling, fluttering, flying there.
As a free action, Stormak shakes his head and looks down at Zeke, and he says, "Unconscious in the surprise round. What a rookie."
So we can see them now? Does that trigger Sid's action?
I think he... Did you say if they came down in there?
Sure. Yeah, that's what I said.
But, I mean, if you see him, that's, I mean... You're not going to shoot it.
You're like, wait, they're not in the room yet. They're right there.
Yeah, they just bit my friend, but they haven't passed through that threshold. So.
Yeah. No, I think it makes sense for you to take the attack.
All right. So, ready to action just gives me a single shot, I'm pretty sure. So, how far away are they?
It's 15 feet up.
Cool. So, point. So, that is a 26 to hit?
Yes, sir.
For 4 points of damage.
Alright. And at the top of the round, it is Sidriel's turn.
If I were to 5-foot step back, would I still, like, kind of to my left, would I still be able to see them?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to do that, and I'm going to try to shoot them 2 times. Same one that I just hit, try to shoot it twice.
All right.
First attack is a 17.
17 is going to hit.
Okay. For 7 points of damage.
That's the same one that you shot?
Yeah, just shooting the same one that I hit last time.
All right.
And if he's still there, I'm going to try to shoot him again.
He is.
Hey, that is a 12.
No dice on a 12. You got 2 arrows stuck in this tiny little flying thing. It probably, like, rips right through part of his body. It's just, it could be chubby enough to have an arrow stick in him.
It is chubby. It's so cute.
Flora, they took me down.
And
it's not the time.
You're unconscious. Shush.
Can I get any kind of knowledge check on these things?
Yeah, you can give me a knowledge arcana.
That is a 26.
You've read about these things. They are homunculus. It's like a miniature little servant created by spellcasters made from their own blood.
I've seen the magic card.
Don't be homunculus.
Maybe you can recognize some of the like arcane runes like burnt into its skin.
Okay, how many questions do I get?
With a 26, 2 questions.
Okay. Defenses and special abilities.
They have construct immunities, and you can tell that they have like some kind of mechanically enhanced jawbones that obviously have some kind of poison. As you see Zeke in Stormak's arms, just snoring, sleeping all of a sudden.
Do I know anything about like what kind of poison it is? Like you say he's, I think you said he's unconscious, but then you just said he's sleeping.
Aren't they kind of the same?
I think it's more like length. Like sleep is like something. Am I taking a nap? Am I taking a long rest? Do I get my spells back?
Yeah, but so as it's like a constructed little servant that's like unique to the spellcaster that created it. Like I don't think there's a way you would know like what poison, other than the fact that you can see that Zeke is unconscious. I say snoring, so then give away that it's sleeping.
Yeah, I just try to figure like the difference between like being like knocked out and being asleep.
Yeah, the question is, can he be woken up?
But yeah, that's it for Sid's turn then.
All right, well, I can't beat that 26, but I want to just see what Stormak knows about this thing. And he rolls a natural 1 for a 6 knowledge arcana.
It's a bird.
You want to tell me something, John? What does he know?
Yeah, you think these might be tooth fairies.
Oh, that one got me.
Nah. You don't have any idea what those horrible little critters are.
Okay, and they are above the trapdoor?
Yes.
So I would have to go up there to fight them.
Or wait for them to come down here.
Okay. Let's see. I will...
Step 1, drop Zeke.
Drop Zeke as a free action.
Yes. I knew you were going to say that. Thud.
Yeah, you're holding Zeke in your arms. Yeah.
Bam.
He hits the ground. It's less than 10 feet of a drop. But hopefully it wakes him up. Doesn't
face
it?
Down. In a puddle.
No.
No, but his face is all smushed, so he's making sort of a... like he snores. Like a kissy face.
You're going to snore on a glass table.
Stormak readies himself. He takes a fighting posture, and should these things come down through the trapdoor within range of his fists, he will try to punch one of them. And right. and just as another free action, he'll say, "We didn't come here to fight you, creatures, whatever you are. You could be free to go. We don't have to destroy you, but we are ready to." That's it.
All right. And it is one of their turn. It flies right down at Sormac. You can give me your ready to attack.
That's a 17, which Sidriel found out hits. That's 8 bludgeoning damage.
He flies right down at Stormak. You get your ready to attack off for 8 bludgeoning damage. And then you get an attack of opportunity as he flies into your square.
All right, here's another unarmed strike. That's a natural one. And I'll give you another attempt to confirm, make sure my fist doesn't fly off. That's a 17 to avoid the fumble.
Still got both your hands. But it does miss.
That's your and fist
he
goes
attacks you.
I just do a pile driver down into Zeke.
That red X. I'm just going to put a red X on him. He's dead.
Just rolled a natural 20.
Too bad it wasn't for anything. Just rolling dice over there, bud.
Rolling to attack you.
Oh, shit. All right.
As he flies in, dodges your AOO, and chomps on your shoulder with his steel bear trap jaws. Does a 20, dirty 20, confirm?
Oh, a dirty 20 now, huh? No, it does not.
All right, so it's not a crit. Which he has times 3 crit with these jaws.
Not my first bear trap, my friend.
but it deals 4 damage. Oh, yeah. Wow, that's a good throwback. And it is Zeke's turn.
He doesn't get a fortitude save? At least I took the brunt of that shit.
You wiped the poison off.
Sweet. Well,
hell yeah.
Glad it's not everybody. What do you want me to do?
You remain fast asleep.
Did
at Stormax's feet.
Talk about how to wake him up?
Well, dropping him from 3 feet up didn't wake him up.
didn't seem to work, so he must be knocked out, not asleep.
That would wake me up. I would be up and on my feet and ready to fight if someone dropped me from 3 feet up.
Yeah, if you were taking a nap. Not if you were, like, put to sleep with fucking magic poison.
Yeah, I think mechanically it's a standard action to wake somebody up from sleeping.
From poison sleep?
I mean, it's the same thing as, like, a spell sleep.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. The sleep spell is you can use a standard action to wake up another creature.
Cool. So you could wake him up with a standard action.
Well, is it sleep, though? I mean, if it's a paralysis poison or something like that, then you ain't doing shit, but who knows? Whatever.
Effect sleep for 1 minute.
Oh, shit.
Frequency of saves once per minute for 60 minutes.
Fuck.
Yeah, so if the effect is sleep, I would assume it works just like the spell would.
So, he's still asleep, but
none of us
standard action to wake him up.
I mean,
you gotta give him some attention, slap him around a little bit.
I mean, I think we all inherently know how to wake up somebody who's sleeping.
Yeah, you drop him from 3 feet, obviously.
Yeah, apparently.
Are Stormax's arms really 3 feet off the ground? He's holding somebody at, like, waist height.
John, I'm gonna come climb in your window.
If it were a standard action to drop you.
And drop you. We'll see what happens.
There's a children's book like that.
How could you hold someone at waist height?
If you're holding them like across your arms and you're kinda
like a baby.
That's like chest height.
Yeah, midsection, I suppose.
Drop the baby. Drop it.
He's 4'6".
Oh my god.
He's huge. He's a huge dwarf.
Okay, so
I'm gonna say he's
tall
for
a dwarf. Come on.
Until somebody spends a standard action to wake him up.
This sounds like a job for Flora.
You're right. I only spent a free action.
Mean like true love's kiss? Yeah. All right. Lay one on him.
The other humunculi flies down into the room. Do you have combat reflexes yet, Stormac?
What are you talking about? Of course. Are you asking if I have another AOO in me? For sure.
Yeah.
Here it is. Oof, that's a 9. Does a 9 hit their AC?
A 9 does not hit the AC, unfortunately.
Do I have combat reflexes? Do you have a nose? Come on.
This guy told me that I've got dark vision. I'm like, yeah. All right, sorry, John. Back to you.
I wasn't telling you you had dark vision. I was telling you you could see fine because of it.
Guys.
Oh. All right. So your AOO misses, and this second homunculi tries to bite you. That's a 13. Imagine maybe you're dodging or batting away these two things as they fly down, swarming around your head, and it is Flora's turn.
1, 2. Okay, so she's going to move 10 feet and then poke one of them with her lance.
All right.
14 to hit.
It's not going to do it, unfortunately.
Okay.
Round 2, Sidriel.
Sid is going to take another 5-foot step back and try to plunk some arrows into some homunculi.
All right.
Hold still, Stormek.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Well, we'll see how that pans out.
Yeah. Bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it works out for him.
It's time for our old William Tell routine.
I'm going to continue to try to hit the one that I was shooting before.
All right.
Oh, no.
Is an 11 to hit.
No,
and
sir.
Second attack is a 14.
God damn it. You had to call out those 20s. They got all embarrassed.
You're shooting arrows in between the homunculi and Stormak's face, and they're like just whizzing right past his head.
Stormak,
and
get out of the way. I'm trying not to hit you.
Move.
And it's his turn.
Those shots couldn't hit anything, Sidriel.
Rude.
Next Damn. One's coming right for Stormak.
Oop.
Stormak will 5-foot step to the north here, trying to keep them away from... Well, no, I'm standing over Zeke, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay where I am here, standing over Zeke, protecting him from them. And nice. I will do a flurry of blows on these creatures.
Ooh.
It's like, this is just like training back in Yanderhof. And he is going to try to, you know what? I've got a little bit of key left. I'll spend a key point to get an extra shot in here, show off the speed, and if I, you know, miraculously destroy one of them in the process, I'll move over to the other one. But let's start with the one that's most damaged, the one that's been hit, the one that has an arrow in its cute tummy.
No.
All right. Yeah, there's two arrows sticking out one of them.
They're not cute. All right,
here's the flurry.
Super cute.
Oof, that's 2 16s to hit. Does a 16 Oof. Hit?
It absolutely does.
Nice. 2 16. Well, the last better hit.
Yeah, the last one's a natural one. Fist goes flying off across the room, but the 2 16s each are gonna deal 10 bludgeoning damage.
All right. Is there any way you'd like to do that as you take this one out?
Both of those 10 damage are applied to the one with a couple arrows in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he smashes it from the side, and then he smashes it down like a Street Fighter Ryu overhand punch and smashes it down into the ground.
I like that.
Or you could clap it between your hands like a mosquito.
You smash it down and it little springs and gears like kind of pop out of its mouth as its jaw is like still biting and slows down.
Aww.
And moves no more.
And then for the natural one, I try to swing with my left hand at the other one, but it's just, I've already overextended myself. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, let's roll to confirm it.
A 10. I do fumble. Oh. My fist does something terrible.
Oh. You punch yourself in the face on accident.
No!
Or maybe you punch the brick wall like way too hard because he dodged out of the way just at the last second.
One hand damage.
Take one brick wall damage.
One damage.
Oh, nice. Not too bad.
Okay.
As you just like crack one of your knuckles.
But part of the wall broke too.
Yeah. You should see the other guy.
The way you described that homunculus reminded me of like, did you ever play Ratchet and Clank?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
It was a very Ratchet and Clank death. Very wholesome.
The other homunculi is up next.
I gotta stay there. I gotta stay there and protect Zeke. I keep wanting to get a 5 foot step in there to get out of there, but I'll stay right where I am.
That is a 12. He's still just snapping at you, and you're dancing out of the way as Zeke snores wildly at your feet.
With an accent and everything.
He looks so serene. Like, very, very peaceful after you dropped him face down, smushed up against a table, adorably snoring. That's my turn.
I'm thinking of Flynn Rider from Rapunzel when he's unconscious and she's trying to cram him into a closet.
Is that what you do, Flora? It's your turn.
Yeah, just try to cram Zeke into a closet. No, I'm going to stab the thing. 30 to hit. And a confirm with a 27.
Wow.
It's a 30. Oh. It's a natural 30. I've never seen one of those. All right. That is going to confirm.
For 17 damage.
Hachi machi. Awesome.
Got it.
You like stab this thing in the air and rip off a big part of its side, and it's like kind of falling up and down in midair.
Are we flanking, by the way?
No.
Just curious.
Round 3, Sidriel.
It's gonna be fine.
Is that homunculus still alive?
It is.
Okay, then we will try to pew-pew. Nat 1.
Oh my god.
And that is a man. 15 to confirm.
Oh, boys.
Woo!
15 is going to confirm. Let's make that the DC of the reflex save Stormag has to make as you're trying to shoot this creature that is flying all around him.
You joked about it, but it actually happened.
Don't do the next one's coming straight for Stormag.
Can't hit shit. Watch this.
What's the damage on that, Sidriel?
You look at the reflex save first.
That's a 12.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, here comes, I'm sure, max damage for once. Yeah, that's up there. Almost max damage, not quite. 12 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Shit, dude.
I would like to point out that I have an AC of 21.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
When you're fighting something.
Oh no.
Oh, that's funny. You about to join me, buddy?
Anything else from Sidriel?
After shooting Storm... Yeah, you know, fuck it. We'll just go with the second shot. Why not?
Just do it.
18 to hit.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, man.
10 points of damage.
All right.
Nice. You're sticking with that, John? 11 damage from friendly fire?
It's not going to kill you.
Hey, Meg hit me for 10.
Okay.
In the dark, thought she hit the guy, then turned around, thought she hit the guy, and thought she hit me. So, hey, come on.
I recall. And I recall a lot of pushback on that.
Right. He cut it all out. So, I guess, no, I guess it never happened.
No, he didn't.
I listened to it this morning.
It was in there.
It was because crit fumble rules are garbage.
This thing is barely hanging on. And it's Stormak's turn.
All right. Why change up a good thing here? Another flurry of blows coming at you. That's an 11. That'll miss. That's a 22. That'll hit for 7 damage. And then the last one is a 14, which also misses.
Yeah, well, with that 7 damage, do you want to describe that kill?
I think he smashes it into the wall, like you would a bug.
Yeah.
Nice.
Smeared on
the crack in the wall gets bigger. And
the wall's not looking out.
That goddamn homunculus have like, they have like 30 goddamn hit points?
It.
Jesus Christ, that's a beefy-ass homunculus.
That's exactly 30.
Stormax steps off of Zeke. He snores like he's still Flora size.
Flora will come forward and shake him. Is this like an unnatural sleep? Is this guy okay? Shake it, shake it, yep. Shake it, shake.
Pick him up 3 feet and drop him again.
You're able to wake him.
Why isn't this working?
Maybe I need to drop him from a higher height this time.
Slash.
Throw him off the ledge.
Take him over there.
She's gonna smack him in the face a couple of times. Wake up, wake up.
Watch this. I can easily raise him up over my head.
Oh my god, stop.
You're able to wake him up.
Such dude things. I could probably lift that guy.
Zeke wakes up. He comes to. He's like, oh, shit. Shit, did we win?
Yes.
Stormak kind of winces, looks at the camera.
Was that in bad taste?
I mean,
I'm sorry.
If anybody was asking for it, it would be Stormac.
Okay, on your feet, Zeke. You're the only one who can use that wand of healing.
Yeah, I absolutely can.
He's pulling like shrapnel out of his knuckles, and he pulls an arrow out of his shoulder. Says Sidriel, I still trust you, my friend.
Give back to him. This is useful ammo around here.
Yes, this one survived.
I guess those arrows can hit something, huh?
Oh, man.
Fighting words.
Zeke pulls out that wand. What do you need? How much do you need?
Well, I'm down more than half. I'm less than half my HP, so... You could just, you know, fire off, say, 31. Maybe
I only have 10 charges.
HP.
So, how about I hit you 3 times and I'll hit myself 3 times? Does that sound cool?
Yeah. Yeah, spread it around.
Then we'll have 3 left. Okay, 3 coming at you. Add 3 to this number. Oh, shit. Well, that's 9 healing plus 3 is 12. I'll hit myself with 3 as well. Oh, shit. For 21 here.
that didn't feel great.
Okay, well, more effective on the user, I guess.
Or that would be 22, right? Plus 3.
Oh, yeah. 22, sorry.
What is your guys' plan?
Well, you said there was another ladder upstairs, right?
There is. You could probably imagine that this is like the tower that you guys saw from the outside.
Well, let's go check it out.
Stormak turns his back on Zeke and says to Flora and Sidriel, remember the prison and that ladder and that trapdoor? Jeez. And he says, okay, and he heads to the ladder and climbs up and continues the investigation.
I guess we go after him.
I'll follow behind.
Yeah, we gotta see what's up there.
Yeah, Flora, climb on. This will be so much faster.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, you guys come up into this room, and like I said, there's just like all these dusty old curios and like pieces of old furniture and statues and sculptures of weird little characters, framed art under sheets stacked up against the wall. You imagine some of this stuff could be pretty valuable. You see, what's one thing that stands out is this large mammoth tusk, it looks like, that has inscriptions all over it of some kind.
Shit, I gotta bring 3 of those to a deary.
A deary?
It's a Skyrim joke. Oh. Whatever. Let's keep moving.
What kind of inscriptions?
You have knowledge arcana.
I got it all. Stormak drinks a potion of cure light wounds while we investigate this room.
That's a 24 arcana.
All right.
Yeah, I can't do that, but 13 arcana.
So between the two of you, like checking this thing out for a second, you can tell that it seems to be magic. It seems like this thing would act as though it were a scroll. Like, you could read this magic off of it, and did it right, it would cast the magic that's on it.
Crazy.
Cool.
Taking that.
A little scrimshaw scroll. How big is it? Could you use it as a weapon?
It's like the size of your forearm.
I'll throw in a little detect magic on it, see what kind of reading I can get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I stare at it for 18 seconds, I can get the school of magic, and then, or if you just want to do a spellcraft check, however you want to do it. But I'll throw out both the rolls here. For spellcraft, that's a 25. And do you want an arcana too for school of magic?
I'll just tell you, evocation and conjuration. And with that spellcraft, though, you could figure out that there's three different spells on this scrimshaw scroll made from a mammoth tusk. There's bull strength, ice storm, and phantom steed.
Interesting.
That's fucking cool.
I'm gonna copy the shit out of them spells.
Yeah.
You said it's about the size of a forearm?
Yes.
Alright, into the handy haversack it goes.
I mean, even if it wasn't, what if we just put it in one end at a time and it was it just goes in. As long as it's bigger, smaller than the mouth of the handy haversack, wouldn't it go in there? This giant mammoth does. It would be fucking hilarious.
I think if it was a bag of holding, that would work. But with a handy haversack, I don't know that it quite works the same way.
John, is there anything else interesting in this room? Maybe another trapdoor or something?
There's an ebony tribal mask that looks really expensive, that stands out.
Did anything else detect as magic in there?
Yeah. As you detected magic on the mammoth tusk, you do notice another magical aura coming from the corner of the room.
Check out where that's coming from.
There is a small statuette of a boule.
What?
I guess maybe you should do a check to be able to tell it what this creature is.
Sure, what kind of check you want?
It would be knowledge arcana.
Oh man, I nailed this one. My arcana's a +8, but 26 +4 is 30.
22 for me.
It looks like a mix between an armadillo and a snapping turtle. You know, boules as fierce burrowing monsters. And yeah, I guess it would have abjuration.
Again with the scope.
Stormax just standing there. What does that mean, Sidriel?
What the fuck are you talking?
What value is it to us?
So you know that that wand of mage armor you got? That's abjuration magic. So protection spells, wards, armor.
Well, fantastic.
Very good.
This is what it does.
Yes, what does this item do?
It gives you +2 to saves, attack rolls, and natural armor.
Wow.
Whoa.
If you, what, carry around a statue?
He said statuette, so that's like the size of a G.I. Joe. Little Star Wars figure.
Yeah, it's like a little like a Warhammer boule.
It's a mini.
Right, but like you keep it in your pocket.
Like a figurine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it fit in a palm. You know, you could fit it in your hand probably.
Or your pocket.
So
you fit your hand in your pocket.
How do you use it?
Gotcha.
Once per day.
So
all the time.
So this 10-legged land shark figurine It bestows plus 2 to all saves, plus 2 to all attack rolls, and plus 2 to natural armor after you keep it on your person for 24 hours. It was submitted by one of our Patreon members, Falcon Wolf.
Fuck yeah.
Just did you guys a huge favor.
Yeah, that one's really, really strong. Thank you, Falcon Wolf.
Falcon Wolf gets a hero card.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's up, Falcon Wolf?
Damn. I'm surprised you allowed that. That thing's crazy.
Yeah, that's really strong.
It probably doesn't matter right this moment, but what type of bonus is it?
Let's call them luck bonuses.
Okay.
All of them.
So it's a plus 2 luck bonus on attack rolls, saves, and... Natural armor.
I mean, it seems like... Okay. Put that in the handy haversack for now. Zeke will kind of tell you all that. It makes your skin grow thicker and harder to affect, and it makes you stronger. We should probably look into this more.
Feel like it's like a really good luck charm.
Why wouldn't any of us want to immediately start carrying this obvious good luck charm? What could go wrong?
I mean, it's a good point, huh? Nothing necessarily.
So if we're hinting at that it might be cursed, I'm just going to throw it out there. If the identifying check exceeded the DC by 10 or more, we would know if it's cursed.
For sure.
Dot, dot, dot.
And otherwise, the character has no reason to assume it's cursed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That sounds like a wonderful boon to any of us.
I guess we did find it here. I mean, you have no idea what these people were doing. These people were pretty evil. I mean, I'd at least like to have it looked at by maybe somebody at the college if we have time. Otherwise, yeah, hold on to it, Stormac. Seems like something that's right up your alley. Can you use natural armor?
Anyone can, yeah.
I mean, would it help you, I guess, is my point.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely it would.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hold on to it for now. I don't really need it, but we could determine that later.
So you have to keep it on your person for 24 hours before it starts working.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anybody that plus 2 to hit, plus 2 AC, and plus 2 to saves is going to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good for everybody.
I'll experiment here with Falcon Wolf's cursed item, obvious cursed item. I'll give it a go.
Oh, come on. Give him a chance. Right.
Stormac does seem like he get the most benefit out of it because he gets multiple attacks in a turn, plus he's in the thick of it usually.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
whatever. Hey, thank you, Falcon Wolf. That's super cool. If anybody else out there wants to submit a magic item, join our Patreon. Access to our Discord. Support us. We love it. We love you too. All right. Next ladder.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love you.
Next ladder. Who's going up?
I didn't have
Flora's
so much
already
luck.
Halfway up. I don't know what she's talking about.
There is another padlock.
She's going to punch it. It's a fucking thing. Just like yank it off. She's just going to yank on
punch
it.
Punch it.
No, she's going to pull it off. Where's my strength?
Give me a strength check.
I'm looking for it. I'm sorry. There it is. That's a 9.
She's just hanging from this lock.
Does not pull off. Yeah, you're hanging from it, kicking your feet.
She's just hanging there, kicking her feet, going, Zeke!
All right. Hold on. Let me get up there. He'll climb up there and try to pick it. So that would be a 28.
All right. You're able to... eventually pick the padlock that is hanging on the bottom of this trapdoor.
All right.
Flora did that thing where she, like, pulls her legs up and puts them on the ceiling and is, like, pulling on it, but, like, pushing with her legs at the same time, and she can't get it open.
I'm gonna have Flora sit on my shoulders and have her go through it this time as opposed to me, because the last time I did that, I got bit in the face. Took a dirt nap. All right,
she's got her lance out. She's ready. Like, so, pick her up, put her on your shoulders, and she's like, oh, okay, all right.
All right, you push Flora's head up through the trapdoor?
Yes.
And why don't you both give me a fortitude save?
God, fine. Fucking damn it. Really?
25.
Is it against a poison?
It's not.
Shit.
Is it against fear?
Oh. Fuck yeah.
It is not.
At least I rolled good, because my forts are hell low. 21. 22, sorry. 22.
As you open the trapdoor, a loud sonic boom just bursts out and probably might have like knocked you down, but you're able to hold fast and avoid being stunned by this burst of sound. But you each take 7 damage. You're not stunned, though. After you're blasted in the face with this sound burst, you see another one of those fly bitey boys.
My god.
He's gonna move to attack. Roll for initiative.
God damn.
Okay.
Is every room in this place gonna have one of these fucking things? Alright, killing it.
Ooh, 20.
19 for Stormak.
25 for Ezekiel Kane.
23 for Sid.
Alright. And Sid, you would go first in surprise round.
Alright, same question as before. Can I see him from where I'm standing?
I'm gonna say no.
Okie doke.
You saw the sound burst, like, blast in their face, and you don't see this creature.
Okay, but well, Florida, I'm gonna move and try to position myself somewhere in the room, like, kind of so I'm moving while looking up there, trying to see if I can see what's going on up there. Is there anywhere I can position myself and see something up there?
If you keep moving, you would move to... If you get on this corner here, on the other side of where you were, you could see him to the west.
Cool.
But he'd probably have cover with Flora in the way.
Okay, well, that's what I do with my surprise round.
And he moves in to bite Flora. Moving from... You wouldn't threaten the square right next to you with
no,
your lance, right?
You're right.
That's just a 14 to hit.
No.
You're flat-footed, AC?
No.
All right. And then Zeke would be first.
Top of the round, right?
Yeah. You see this thing coming to... swarming around Flora's head, trying to bite her.
All right, and knowing what these things are, I'm going to climb down the ladder with Flora on me.
Thank you.
All right. You do that.
So, how tall are these ladders? 15 feet? 10 feet?
15 feet.
Okay. One full move action to get to the bottom of the ladder, and then I'm going to take another move action to... back up to the edge of the room. Is that...
Now, if you're leaving the same square as a tiny creature, do they get an AOO?
I'm not sure, but I don't think they even get AOOs. Because they're so tiny.
That sounds familiar.
I thought it was just... They... Let me... you can move past them without provoking attacks of opportunity. Since they have no natural reach, they do not threaten the squares around them. What about the square they're in?
Good question.
Anyways, we'll just say he does not get an attack of opportunity. Zeke, you climb down the ladder.
Yeah, that takes one full move action to climb down the ladder at half speed. And then I'm going to take 10 feet back away from the ladder. So maybe the Stormak can get up in there, or maybe Flora can... whatever. If it comes through the square, at least he's got, like, some AA battery on his back. You know. It's got some defense. And that's right. My turn. Two move actions.
And Sigil's up next.
Pew, pew. Right, I can still see it from where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hovering above, right above the opening now.
First one's going to be a miss, and the second one is a 19 to hit.
19's going to hit.
For 7 points of damage.
All right. Flora?
I will hop down off of Zeke. Up. And is it in this room now?
It's like right above the opening.
So I probably
can't. 15 feet up.
But once it's in range, she's going to be ready to poke it.
Okay. And Stormak up next.
Checking out my options here. Stormak is going to unsheath his mithril dagger and throw it at this thing.
Ooh.
I don't think I've done that before.
Sounds cool.
21 to hit, and that's going to be minimal 4 damage, piercing or slashing. Plus 1 mithril dagger.
Right on.
Remind me to pick that up after.
It just goes sailing off the edge of the tower.
It's got an arrow and a dagger stuck in it floating there. It's got stuffing is falling out of it and stuff.
Fucking you miss and it kills Trevor who got away.
And let's just roll d4 to see who it comes and tries to attack. Flora.
Yay.
Bad idea.
Attack of opportunity.
And my prepared attack.
Yeah.
Sorry, both? I would have liked to have 5 foot stepped at the end of my turn there, also granting me an AOO. If you want to give that to me or not.
Because you would have liked to
do it? I was taking my turn. I made an attack. I didn't get to do anything else. I'll give you that. Yeah, that's what I would have wanted to do. I'll throw a strike out there.
I believe you.
Wait, so I get my ready to action. Do I also get the AOL or just both? Or just one?
Both, I believe.
I miss.
Yeah, makes
I'll take
sense.
It. 24 to hit.
Stormak misses. Flora hits with her ready to attack.
For 10 damage. And then the
as
AOL?
He moves out of that square, you get the AOL for another
23.
Nice.
Yep.
Fuck.
For 8.
Fuck yeah.
He has 1 hit point remaining. Round 2, Zeke.
Well, so he flew to me. Was that all his entire turn?
Oh yeah, No, it's your turn. Wait.
No.
Were you... No.
No.
Yeah, sorry. So he flew right up to you. I was talking to him. He might give us. And he attacks Flora.
There we go.
That's a 23 to hit.
That will hit.
So I was talking to this homunculus, and I said...
Your turn.
It's a good, it's a good
6
setup.
Damage and a fortitude save.
You're a bard.
Six damage.
So I was talking to this homunculus, and he bit me.
For 19.
All right. You're all right. And now it is Zeke's turn at the top of round 2.
Ezekiel Cain will stab. I feel like that is a prudent thing to do.
Stab Flora?
No. Well, hopefully not. Let's find out. He's going to try to stab the homunculus because he didn't get to do it last time and he feels like he was left out. It's not fair. Oh, shit. 27 to hit. Or no, sorry. 25.
Yep, that'll do.
It's 25, mm-hmm. which will work. 1d6 plus 4. That is more than enough, I think, right? With 1 hit point.
It's two got on the one D6. Hit point left.
That's for 6. 6 damage. Piercing, if it matters.
You want to describe that, Ken?
He just sees this thing getting all beat up, and he just, like, reaches out and pokes it. And it explodes in a bunch of springs. God damn.
It is quiet.
Meg, thanks for drawing that nice dagger on the map there for me. Stormak reaches down and picks
good.
It up.
Ah, I was going to say you dropped that, King.
I looked away and when I looked back at the map, I definitely did not expect it to actually be a dagger.
Yeah. It's going to be a dick or something. I knew it.
It actually looked like a dagger.
Pretty good. Pretty good dagger there. Pretty good.
All right. Ezekiel Cain climbs the ladder to the room that he just saw.
And up there, there is just an empty room with slatted timber openings covering... It's got boarded over windows.
You don't like the word slatted?
Slatted timber openings cover the windows? How do you cover a window with an opening?
It makes sense.
That is weird.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
So it's just an empty room, like almost like a bell tower, but nothing in it. And on all four sides are large windows that are boarded over.
What's up there, Zeke? And Stormak climbs up there, too.
Ezekiel Kane pushes one of the boards out. Just like, it's like a timber, right? Could I like, what kind of timber? Are we talking like one by four? 1x6?
Yeah, you could probably kick a board out.
Kicks a board out.
Put some force into it.
Looks.
Some police force.
Looks out the thing. What does he see?
You see the city of Lepidstan.
City at night.
Night city.
Yeah, what time is it?
It's probably going on midnight.
Yeah, we need to go to bed.
Right?
Zeke,
that I guess.
Zeke looks out over the city of Lepidstan towards the punishing man, which I'm sure he might be able to see from this thing as it's kind of lit up.
Absolutely.
And it's getting bigger. He kind of looks back at Stormak and says, "Yeah, I have a bad feeling about this court case tomorrow. We haven't really collected enough evidence, and we spent a lot of time doing this. Hope we can avoid Tim going to his fate over there. I hate to see justice served unduly to someone who does not deserve it."
What do you mean we didn't find any evidence? There's a essentially a Tim suit in the other room.
I'm talking to Stormak.
Stormak puts a hand on Zeke's shoulder and looks out at the city with him and says, "It's been a couple of crazy days, Constable, but we've survived, and with our help, hopefully Tim will too."
I hope so.
And then he shouts down the trapdoor, "It's all clear up here. Don't worry. We're coming down." Yeah. Is there anything else up here?
There is not.
Wow. What a waste of time that was.
Let us vow to never go up ladders to trapdoors ever again.
So you know there's at least a couple other rooms in this place that you haven't really searched through Vorkstag's room or that storeroom where the crane was. And you guys saw some big doors in the basement level that you never opened.
I'm hoping that he left his fucking formulae book. I was talking with you, man. I don't know about the action economy, about running around and changing skins and picking up books, and there's a lot of move actions. Pretty fast.
So you guys want to go up and search Forkstag's room?
Yes. I mean,
that seems like you might find some evidence. Who fucking knows?
Alright. You go there, and it's just, there's books everywhere. Stacks and stacks of books. There's a leather chair against one wall. There's a whole alchemist lab in here as well. And you think you could get some good money for a lot of these books. There's a lot of books on anatomy and surgery.
Take them.
It looks like he'd been doing work here to preserve these skins from the looks of his work table. You find 3 packets of this alchemical powder and 5 pots of alchemical grease.
Sure,
Sarat, why don't you give me a luck roll?
Luck roll, luck roll, luck roll. Okay, here we go, here we go. Come on, dice, don't fail me now. That is a 42.
Could be good.
42.
Maybe, you know, just because it's a luck roll doesn't mean it has to be 51 or 50. Maybe luck is in his favor.
Yeah, I know John's a nerd. He loves that number. loves that number, John.
That's a pretty good number.
Yeah, you see?
Well, going through these anatomy books, you do find what appears to be an alchemist's formula book.
Oh, shit, damn. You didn't have time to take it, that fucking slithery bastard.
It contains blur, fire breath,
nice,
bomber's eye, jump,
okay,
shield,
nice,
true strike,
ooh,
bull's strength,
ooh, double nice,
cure light wounds, dark vision, endure elements, invisibility, and spider climb.
Holy shit. Man, I don't have any of those. That's a good find for me.
Nice.
Oh, and for Sidriel, right? Can't you?
Not yet. No, next level I'll be able to.
Oh, fuck yeah. Good haul. I mean, that's worth a shit ton right there, even if we sell just that and don't copy anything down.
Well, I think you can copy spells and it doesn't destroy the spell in the spell book.
I mean, you know. Let's just say I wasn't an alchemist.
Yeah, so we can both get a bunch of spells copied and sell that thing. And make a nice chunk of change.
Sidriel and Zeke are nerding out on the alchemist formulae book, and Flora's nodding off, and Stormak's like, Flora, this will help us too. This is exciting. Wake up. Come on.
Cool. Great. Shit.
I didn't know you could use rat tail like that. This guy's a fucking genius.
How's Daisy?
I don't know. She's still waiting for us. It's not like she can come down and then go up.
As you search through this stuff and you find a tome of spells that you can use and Sidriel can use next level, maybe I'll just go ahead and say that you level up.
No. Ooh. Yes. I did not expect that.
Awesome.
I'm gonna have to figure some shit out. Oh, no.
You were fucking dragging that along so much. You're like, oh, yeah, you guys are like right there. Oh, I'm keeping track of everything. Yada, yada, yada. Whatever.
It was that final homunculus at the very top of the tower that put us over the
That's the one that did it. Every time.
That last sentence in the paragraph.
The secret is we're actually doing milestone experience, and the milestone was that specific homunculus.
Yeah.
He was the boss.
You have to make it to the top of this tower that has nothing in it.
That was great.
Do 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 do.